Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top, the medical center area of Detroit. And I have a special prayer for you today. I want you to know that I am praying for your success. I am praying for you. I'm praying that you might be a success in all that you do. I pray that you might succeed in every endeavor. Succeed at work, at home, with your children, with your parents, with your brothers and sisters, with that recalcitrant neighbor or friend. I pray that you will succeed. I pray that you will be a success with emotional well-being, but also financial gain. And as I pray for you, I hope you will pray for me. Pray that the Lord will order my steps and guide my feet. Pray, I want you to pray that the Lord will bless my ministry, the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. And I pray today for you that the Lord will bless you in all ways. I got good news this week. And the good news is that in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go on the air on the Word Network. And I'm so excited about this because this is something I've been working at for the last 12 months. Actually, I've been thinking about it for the last 40 years. But I was so consumed with the politics and, you know, the day-to-day issues of pastoring a church that I could never get around to a broadcast ministry. But I've really been working on this. And part of the reason why I am working on it may sound childish, but over the years, starting in 1999, 97, I've worked with refugees, former refugees of war from Liberia who were refugeed in Cote d'Ivoire. I have met people in Ethiopia as part of a medical mission sponsored by one of the doctors in my church, Dr. Ingeda Asfaw. And I've made relationships. I've met people in the Philippines. Some may be listening to this today. I've just more recently, you know, I've made friendships in Fiji. And the people who live in Fiji and the people who live in Ethiopia and in Ghana and, you know, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Congo, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, these places where I've ministered, Guatemala, I want to be able to contact them. And, you know, the technology is improving now. I'm able to talk with people through WhatsApp. And that's nice because it does not cost anything. But with me being able to go on the air with the Word Network, I am totally enthused, totally excited. But I need your prayers. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray that this ministry might be a success. And I want you to pray that it might touch the hearts of all who hear it, all who are exposed to it. And if you pray for me, I want you to know I am praying for you. I am praying that the Lord will order your steps, guide your feet, open your eyes, do things for you that you cannot even imagine. And I pray that the Lord will make you a success. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.